from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Larry Marcio. The televising of this Mass was made possible by the contributions from three donors. The first is Barbara Ramsey from Longview, Alberta, in memory of her husband, Vern, her son, Miles, and for the intentions of family members and children. The second is an anonymous donor in thanksgiving for favors received. The third is an anonymous donor as well from Des Plaines, Illinois, in thanksgiving for blessings received for her family and also for the Daily TV Mass. Our thanks to the donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My friends, today we celebrate the exaltation of the Most Holy Cross, and we prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries by calling to mind our sins and our failings in life. I confess to Almighty God, to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, and what I've done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us of our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting. And on this feast day, we praise the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, and you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who willed that your only begotten Son should undergo the cross to save the human race, grant, we pray, that we who have known his mystery on earth may merit the grace of his redemption in heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Though Christ was in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Do not forget, do not forget the works of the Lord. Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old. Do not not forget, do not forget the works of the Lord. When God killed them, the people sought for him. They repented and sought him earnestly. They remembered that God was their rock, the Most High God, their Redeemer. Do not forget the works of the Lord. But they flattered him with their mouths. They lied to him with their tongues. Their heart was not steadfast toward him. They were not true to his covenant. Do not forget the works of the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your cross you have redeemed the world. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." My brothers and sisters in Christ, the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My dear friends, what a great celebration we have in our church calendar today. As you had heard at the beginning of our Eucharistic celebration, this is the exaltation of the Most Holy Cross. Sin and death are the two great oppressors of humanity, as we know. But Christ has come to rid us of these two evils, and by his death on the cross, this is accomplished. Today we should ask ourselves, do we know the healing and transforming power of the cross of Christ? Jesus came to unite earth with heaven and to raise us on earth to the glory of heaven. When I was an associate pastor at Annunciation Parish in Don Mills, we had to ask every seven-year-old who was preparing for First Communion some questions about the faith. And the question that we had to ask was one that a seven-year-old maybe did struggle with, but I want to just tell you about this one young boy. Why did Jesus have to die on the cross? And the little boy said, "Jesus had to die on the cross in order to open the gates of heaven, which were closed by our sins, for us. Well, after that answer, what could I say? You're ready for First Communion, of course. You recall when Nicodemus, as we heard in our gospel, was asking questions of our Lord, Jesus explains to him that he, Jesus, is the Son of Man sent by the Father in heaven to restore our broken relationship with God. Jesus goes to say that the Son of Man must be lifted up. Jesus links the expression with Moses. As we are well aware, lifted up the bronze serpent in the desert. So the victory of Jesus on the cross also brought his glorious bodily resurrection in order for us to enter heaven and have eternal life with him. And then his ascension to the Father in heaven gave us the opportunity, and it assured us that the Father is in heaven at the right hand, Jesus is in heaven at the right hand of God to intercede for us here on earth. So the result of Jesus being lifted up on the cross, and about our reading today, Jesus emptied himself and became a slave like one of us in order to redeem us. My brothers and sisters, there is no greater proof of God's love for us when he sent his Son to become one with us in humanity, and then, of course, to lay down his life for us. Jesus' sacrificial death was an act of total love through self-giving. St. John tells us that God's love cannot be limited because it is boundless and it encompasses all creation. John 3, verse 16. His love embraces all of the world and every individual in his image and likeness. So God, of course, is a loving Father who cannot rest until all of his wandering children have returned home to be with him forever. St. Augustine tells us, God loves each of us as if there was only one of us to love. A powerful statement. We also know that God gives us the freedom, free will, to choose whom we will love or not to love. We are given the free will to choose to follow a sinful way, or we can choose God, who is the God of truth, of mercy, and of course of goodness and light. But some follow the other route. So today we ask ourselves, at this Holy Cross Day, whom have we chosen? The good or the not good? We believe that God's love has been poured into our hearts through the gift of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul writes that to the Romans, chapter 5, verse 5. So we should ask ourselves, do we allow God's love to purify our hearts, to love God and to love our neighbor? Remember that the Holy Spirit gives us the sevenfold gifts of wisdom and understanding, right judgment and courage, knowledge and reverence of God and all his ways, and also a holy fear in God's presence, that we may live God's way of life and serve in the power and strength of his enduring love and of his enduring mercy. Today I thought I would conclude by sharing a few things with you. First and foremost, I had a wonderful visit to Nova Scotia, met many people who watched this televised Mass, and they told me this is so important, especially on the weekdays when many parishes do not have Masses. So they wanted me to say thank you to all who's involved in this Mass, Deacon Michael and all of the staff and crew, and they really appreciate it and want it to continue. I also have to do a shout out to Holy Cross Parish, which is a member of now the new United St. Andre Bizet Parish, because it is their feast day. And any parish church who is named after Holy Cross, we wish you a very happy feast day. The cross in my pocket. I carry a cross in my pocket, a simple reminder to me that I am a Christian, no matter where I may be. This little cross isn't magic, nor it is a good luck charm. It isn't meant to protect me from every physical harm. It's not for identification, for all the world to see. It's simply an understanding between my Savior and me. When I put my hand in my pocket to bring out a coin or a key, the cross is there to remind me of the price he paid for me. It reminds me, too, to be thankful for my blessings day by day and to strive to serve him better in all that I do and say. It's also a daily reminder of the peace and comfort that I share with all who know my Master and give themselves to his care. So I carry a cross in my pocket, reminding none but me that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life, if only I'll let him be. And that's attributed to Mrs. Verna May Thomas. Let us now offer our prayers and our petitions to our loving Father. We pray first of all for Pope Francis, the Holy Father. May the Lord continue to grant him good health, also to lift the burdens of the crosses that he does carry. For the Pope and for all who are carrying heavy crosses, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We also pray for peace, not only in our world, but in our homes and within our own hearts. For peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for those in our daily TV Mass community who are dedicated to the care of the sick, doctors, nurses, caregivers, may they receive the grace to continue their ministry of compassion and of caring with hope and with joy. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for hearing the prayers and petitions we present to you today. And as always, we present them to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth, work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. By the mystery of the water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God, of all creation, for it is through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Lord God, we ask you to be pleased with the sacrifice that we offer you with a humble and a contrite heart. I ask you now to wash away my iniquities and to cleanse me from my sins. Thank you, Simone. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be accepted to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
May this oblation, O Lord, which on the altar of the cross canceled the offense of the whole world, cleanse us, we pray, of all of our sins through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you placed the salvation of the human race on the wood of the cross, so that where death arose, life might again spring forth. And the evil one who conquered on a tree might likewise on a tree be conquered through Christ our Lord. Through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore, and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exaltation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. For at the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life, the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Thomas, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not upon our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
We offer peace to our neighbor.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Having been nourished by your holy banquet, we beseech you, Lord Jesus Christ, to bring those you have redeemed by the wood of your life-giving cross, to the glory of the resurrection, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And on this holy day, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go forth in peace. Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.